If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free Podcast. We're excited to be here with you. Shira, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing good. Today has been a good day. I had a cousin who had a birthday, and so we all went out to eat, and it was just a really fun time being around family and seeing like family that I don't see all the time.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
That's good, Shira.
And fun. But you stayed home.
Did you enjoy your time alone? Yeah, I was really, I was kind of setting up the podcast. You know, I'm doing my tech stuff with the podcast. Mm-hmm. But no, I had a cool time. I was kind of catching up on some NBA playoffs. You know, I'm a sports fanatic. So I was able to kind of catch up on that and just kind of unwind. You know, sometimes it's good when you and the kids is out the house and I can, you know, just kind of relax and stretch out a little bit. So thank you.
I feel that as we get older, we do more of that.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, something's happening, but we don't all have to go.
Yeah.
One person can stay home and like rest, which is nice sometimes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Well, Shira, let's get right into today's topic because I'm really excited about this. I mean, who doesn't know that I am a real estate fiend? I love everything real estate. And we're going to be talking about an interesting topic today. Zillow, our good friends at Zillow.
Oh, Lord.
They've done
we don't know them people.
Right. They've done another projection on the future of the housing market. That's what everybody wants to know.
Right.
When are the houses going to go down? When can I get in this market? When is it? When, right?
Right. So for this year or for?
For 2023, for the future, the near future. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to unpack, so we're going to do that. But Shira, first thing I want to do is I want to talk about the Federal Reserve. Let's talk about what the Federal Reserve is doing. They've recently increased the interest rates. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I mean, okay, we hear that a lot. What does that mean? Right. What are they attempting to do?
Right. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I mean, if the interest rates are higher, then I'm thinking, okay, when it comes to housing, your house payment is going to be more because the interest is higher.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty clear. But what are the other implications and thought process behind it?
Right. So let's break it down. Forbes does a pretty good breakdown here. So we're going to go to Forbes and kind of break this down. Shira, did you want to read? You're a better reader than me.
Oh, you're going to let me read? Okay, so this is a quote from a Forbes article. It says, what happens when the Feds raises rates?
Yes.
So higher interest rates make loans more expensive for businesses and consumers, and everyone ends up spending more on interest payments. Absolutely. And so it's like, okay, I got that. You're right. We know that. And then it goes on to say that those who can't or don't want to afford the higher payments postpone projects that involve financing. Mm. And so that makes sense as well. So a person might say the interest rates went up. I'm literally priced out of the housing market. I can't afford it at all. So I'm going to save.
Right.
So I can. And that also happens in the business realm as well. Yeah. So it simultaneously encourages people to save money. And then also, this reduces the supply of money in circulation, which tends to lower inflation and moderate economic activity, aka cool off the economy. So the first part of that is it reduces the supply of money in circulation because people are not borrowing. Right. So we have some people that say, I can't do it right now. I'm going to postpone. I'm going to wait. I'm going to save.
Yeah.
And so the hope is that it will lower inflation.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking about inflation and I'm thinking about higher gas,
my groceries.
But we're also in realms of houses. We're looking at, oh my goodness, the housing prices are exploding. And so they're hoping that this measure will cool that down and that housing will either decrease in costs, you know, or stabilize or both.
Yeah. Cause I mean that the housing market usually is a reflection of the overall the overall economy, right? And what I thought stood out, Shire, is that this is to temper spending for businesses and individuals, right? Because if credit, you know, costs more, then, you know, it affects businesses too. So maybe they're thinking that's going to quell some of the hiking of the price. I don't know, but they definitely are increasing this to affect the housing market. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
So with that said, I mean, what does that mean, Shire? Does that mean that
housing will drop next year?
Right.
You know, what is this article saying or what is the projection?
Yeah, we're definitely going to dig into that. But before we do that, Shire, I thought this was really interesting. I'm going to try to throw this up on the screen on the Jumbotron here.
Okay.
Let's try something different. Okay, ooh, that's not great, but there we go. There we go. So here's the thing. The fact that, you know, so Zillow's making their forecast. Okay. But let's talk about what a higher interest rate does to the payment, Shire, because I think like that was very profound with us.
Right.
Just even a point change in your interest rate can really affect what you're paying on the life of the loan.
Right.
So let's go ahead and dig on that. So at a 3.11 fixed mortgage rate in December, a borrower would owe a principal and interest payment of $2,138 on a $500,000 mortgage. Okay. Now, that payment would spike to $2,718 if taken out at a interest rate of 5.11. So just increasing the interest rate 2 percentage points.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference in payment, right?
So almost $600.
Almost $600 more dollars.
A month. Okay, over 30 years.
Yes. So what's that over the life of the loan? Over the course of a 30-year loan, that's almost an additional. No, it's not almost. That's an additional $200,000.
Yeah.
That's.
But see, the thing is, when you're purchasing a home, you're already going to pay beyond the sticker price because there's interest. And so the thing here is that you're going to pay, you know, or that person would pay an additional $200,000 on top of the interest that they would be paying if the rate was lower.
Lord, it's just so that.
And can I say this, Marcus?
Yeah.
And that estimate only covers the principal and interest.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover the local taxes.
Right.
So depending on where you live, you know, that $2,700 payment could be hundreds of dollars more.
Right.
Could be well into a 3,000 plus payment per month.
Yeah, that's when it gets scary. So that's what the Fed is trying to do. They're trying to up the interest rate so an individual looks at that and says, you know, I need to take a chill pill. I need to save, you know, because you know people were just buying. I mean, they call it a seller's market because there's so many people buying that they needed to do something to slow down the purchasing. which will in turn force the sellers to say, hey, we got to come down to these people because no one's buying right now. So that's the idea.
And there's not a problem with people buying houses. I think that's part of the American dream. People want houses, you know, but obviously we're dealing with the scarcity issue and the price point at where houses are.
So what was Zillow's projections going, heading into 2023? They project that over the next 12 months, their initial projection was that homes would continue to increase 19%, right? Mm-hmm. Which is
up to
19%, which is crazy. Now with the Fed adjustment, the Fed think they're really doing something, right?
They are,
but they think they're really going to, we're really going to bring that down. That 19%, they're going to bring that down. Well, Zillow is saying with the Fed's increase, they're looking at going from 19% to 14%. That's still too much.
Of growth,
right. So they're still projecting 14% growth over the next 12 months.
I would rephrase that, right? Because it's too much growth if you're trying to get into the housing market. Ooh. But if you own a home and you hear, that is equity, right? You see, the value of my home, according to Zillow and their prediction, which the prediction can continue to change because they've already changed from their original prediction based off what you shared. You know, that is more equity in your home. That's more wealth.
Yeah. Oh, well, you just opened up a whole can of worms, Shai, so let's go there. Are we and people like us who already are homeowners and, you know, can handle it and you know, and all that good stuff, are we being greedy?
No.
Because I hear a little greed coming from you, Shai. You want your equity. You want your stuff to be up, as the young people say. But what about those who can't get in the market, Shai? What about them?
Well, you know, the other piece is that we're still investors and we're trying to buy a rental property right now. And so the increase in interest rate is likely to impact us as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kill or be killed out here in these streets. That's what it sounds like.
It's getting everybody.
Either you the one killing or you the one getting
anyway.
Killed. But, you know, I just think it's very interesting.
That's not how the world works, right? We can't say, oh, it's not fair.
Capitalism, man.
You know,
gotta have winners and losers in a capitalistic society,
why
which we are
like that.
That's just what capitalism is. You know what I mean?
Well, unfortunately. But when I also look at this, it's like, well, who is this change going to impact the most? I can't help but think that it's going to impact Black families that are wanting to buy their first home. I mean, clearly it's going to impact everyone to some degree, but when they make policies like this, that's who it impacts the most. That's just my opinion.
Right. Well, let's talk about this, Shire, because let's dig a little further on this article. Because Zillow is projecting still large growth.
But do you agree? Because it's just a prediction. If they can predict, you can predict.
And
what do you think?
I think it's going to continue to grow.
Okay.
I think the 14% feels about right. I think a thing might keep growing even more, Shire. Because we're wrestling against two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what the Fed is trying to do. Trying to temper people's willingness to buy.
Can they temper these gas prices? You want to temper something. Temper that, Biden.
But what we're also wrestling against is scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not enough homes for the amount of humans we have in the United States of America. And so,
right, especially in certain cities.
Yeah.
You definitely see it here.
And you got investors. You have mom and pop investors who want more. So we got more. I want 20 houses just for me. Mm-hmm. You got people who want 20, 30, 100 doors for just them.
But other people live in those
houses. Some people are using or investors that invest in short-term rentals. Those don't help housing, right?
Right.
So you got that. You got scarcity. You just don't have enough homes. Mm-hmm. In 2009, during the crash, we were building homes at such a high rate, and we were left with people who weren't eligible, who weren't preferred buyers, weren't good buyers. So we had a lot of vacant homes. We went through that. And since from 2009, the housing market crashed to current, they never picked back up the pace of building.
Right.
So now we're in a much better place economically. People are ready to buy, and they didn't buy. They didn't build at the same at that pace.
Right.
So we see the effects of that now. We just don't have enough homes.
It's that, and it's the affordability piece. I mean, just look at the Zillow article. The nerve of them to give a house that was a $500,000 house. Like, we just read it like that was nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, $500,000. We just kind of just kept going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the reality, is that people are having to pay $500,000, especially in our area, mm-hmm. more, just to be able to buy a house. So yeah. It is a scarcity. And then it's also the affordability piece. And yes, I understand, you know, the hike in interest, you know, but if it makes homes less affordable,
right,
then is it worth it?
Right.
That's you know, and I think time will tell, you know, and we'll see over time what will happen with these prices. But based on your prediction, you saying things is on the up and up.
Things is it's up, Shire. And so even like, so Zillow predicted 19% over the next 12 months
and
of growth.
Then
they changed it to 14.
Yeah.
Any one of those figures, this article says, each of those figures compared to the annual average of 4.6% is still crazy, right? And so, but I want to pull up the article one more again, Shira, okay. Because Zillow has their predictions, but there are other institutions that have different predictions. So let's go over that. So over the coming year, CoreLogic predicts that home prices are set to decelerate to a 5% rate of growth. The Mortgage Bankers Association says home prices are poised to rise at about 4.8% over the coming 12 months, while Fannie Mae predicts home prices will rise at a 11.2% growth. So, or excuse me, Fannie Mae says that's for this year, and going into 2023, which is what we're talking about and for this episode, mm-hmm. they're looking at 4.2% growth.
Yeah. So more of what it has historically
been,
I guess, many years ago.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts on that, Shire? Are you more in line with that? Let me put you on the spot. What you think? Where you think it's going to go? You think it's
going to... I think it's going to rise.
Yeah.
But I also think that no one really knows. No one knows. I mean, we thought COVID was just going to crash everything,
yeah.
You know, and when it didn't,
yeah.
You know, so I do think that housing costs will continue to go up because of what you mentioned, scarcity, mm-hmm. and then also that affordability piece, which more people will be inclined to rent because of that.
Yeah.
And
let's just address the elephant in the room, Shire. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to get in the market, I'm pissed at all of these numbers.
Marcus.
Ain't none of these numbers what I want to see, because it's too high now. Mm-hmm. So if it increases by 4.2%, which is is on the low end, or 19% on the high end, I still can't get in. I can't. This is double dutch, and I can't figure out how to get up in this thing.
You know, I don't want to sound like rude, mm-hmm. but I do think that we have to try to compete.
Okay.
You know, we live in an expensive state. I know many folks live in expensive areas, and you can say, well, let's just move. Maybe we'll have a better life. I mean, we talked about moving a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of me is just like, we have to find a way to compete in this market, and we have to be smart with our money, because
you really have no choice.
Fairness is really not in the equation. I mean, where is fairness? You know, it's just...
Yeah.
Equity. You know, you don't even see... You don't see that, you know, in housing. And so it's like, okay, well, how do I compete? Or do you wait?
Yeah.
Or do you... You know, what do you do?
I like this back and forth.
Okay.
You know why, Shire? Because I feel like we're arguing different for each, you know, different side here.
Mm-hmm.
So my thinking is... I don't have my first single family home. I'm a renter.
Okay.
I'm listening to Black Married Debt Free, man. Y'all inspiration. But I'm trying to get one.
Okay.
Right? Y'all got multiple.
And people got more than what we got.
People got more than what we got, right?
See, run your own race.
Right.
Run your own race.
I agree. But
go your own pace.
I don't want the market to increase selfishly, because I'm trying to get a home.
So do you get in now? Or what do you do?
Mm.
I'm sorry, I threw you off.
That's a good one. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
But I'm really speaking to the psychology of like what we think about like Jeff Bezos or somebody. Like, I know this is not an apples to apples comparison.
I don't think about him.
But what, you know, how people think about the hyper rich. It's like, dude, when do you have enough? Dude, when do you have enough equity? You already got homes. Y'all already, can the equity not grow for 1 year so I can get in? You know, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. What do you say to that?
I say that's just not how it works. There was a time when I was younger and the houses were, they were new development. Mm-hmm. And I was younger. I remember sitting on a bus, seeing houses go up for like, you know, I say how much already? I think it's around like $299 or something like that. And I thought to myself, I'll never be able to afford that. I was a child thinking that, you know?
I remember thinking
and that. I think I thought that at another point in our marriage. Mm-hmm.
We thought we were just going to rent. We were just going to be living in an apartment.
Oh, and during the housing boom, we applied for a loan and I thought, there's no way I can even afford this. Mm-hmm. So we didn't follow through on it and the market crashed and then it presented an opportunity for us to get in.
Right.
But there's no guarantee that that will ever happen again.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what was your question? Look, I didn't ramble.
No, you did good. I think you kind of touched my question. You had a good question, and I said I was going to come back to it. I forgot.
Well, the question was, if forecasts are saying houses are going to be more expensive a year from now, does that mean that now is a good time to get into the housing market?
Great question. Absolutely.
Marcus.
Absolutely. You can wait if you want to. See, my thing is, if you're waiting because you have to, if you're waiting because I don't have enough right now, I'm trying to maybe pay some things down, or mm-hmm. I'm trying to build in this area. I have you know, some opportunity to grow here. Once that growth happens, then I'll be better served and better able to get in to the market. That's perfect. That makes sense. But if you got the money.
You got the money.
If you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. And you're banking on a crash, boy.
That's a gamble.
You gamble. You might as well take all your money and go to Reno like we did a couple of weeks ago and put it all on something, because you are really gambling. Because this thing's going up, man. This thing's going up, Shire. I'm trying to tell you.
It's what you believe.
That's what I believe. It's what
we
I
don't
believe.
Know for
I'm
sure.
I'm not a prophet, like I said on the other podcast, but I think it's going up. So I say to get in now, it's high. It was high when we got in. When we bought our single family home, Shire, we thought, I never would. We didn't even think the house was worth that. Like, we was like, that's too much.
It felt like it was at like the top of our budget.
Yeah.
We would want to pay.
But we could do it. We pushed through. We did it as smart as we could by selling our primary and putting more than the average person would put on the house as a down payment, and we made it happen. And look at it now, it's grown since then. You know, we didn't know it was going to grow. There was no way to predict, but it did. And so what do you think, Shire? Same question to you. Is it now the time to buy if you got it?
Yes. if you can afford it, if it fits in your budget and you won't be house poor, you should consider it, you know.
Would you say the same for people wanting to get into investing?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep, if it makes sense, if it's going to cash flow, then I say, you know, go for it. So that's funny, because I remember speaking at this women's virtual real estate conference, and someone asked, you know, are you still buying real estate in the midst of COVID? I said, yes.
Yeah.
I said, you could either be buying real estate or you could be sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we made, you know, those three purchases that we made last year. Now the interest has gone up higher.
Yeah.
So if they were in the conference and they said, I'm going to wait till things get better.
Ain't that crazy how that
money
works
will
out.
Cost you more. So the best time is always now.
Yeah.
If you can afford it, if it makes financial sense, it needs to make sense. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Then it could be. It could be. It could be a good time for somebody.
Yeah. Well, one thing we know for sure, and this article really highlights that here at the end as we close. One thing we know for sure, is we don't know nothing. This is all predictions.
Speculation.
This article highlights how Zillow said heading into 2020, because of the COVID, 19 outbreak. I hope we don't get demonetized by me saying that.
What'd you say?
I said the C word. You really shouldn't say it on YouTube.
Oh.
But we'll see what happens. Anyway, it predicted that it was going to be a crash heading into 2020, or it was going to be something was going to really, it was going to be a major fall.
Right. I remember that.
And it did everything but fall. So this is all speculation, but it's something that you want to be keeping your eye on, especially if you're trying to get into the market, either for your primary residence or as an investor. You want to definitely keep an eye on what's going on. Look into these predictions. But Shire, I think you said it best, what you told those ladies. Can you tell me what you told the lady that asked you one more time? We're going to close out on that.
Oh, Lord. That's a good time to buy. Now you put me on the spot.
Now.
That's what I said. And I hope some of them follow through, but you just never know.
You never know. But hopefully we were able to share something with you guys to kind of get those brains churning.
Right. Like, what do you think? What do you all think? Yeah. I'm curious to know.
So, if you enjoyed this podcast, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're viewing this on. Leave us a 5-star and write a little something there in the caption. Let us know what you think. And when you're done doing that, hop on over to your email and email us at blackmarrieddebtfree@gmail.com. Say, hey, I left you guys a review, and we're going to reply with a gift. We're going to be gifting you our masterclass, Get Out of Debt and Start Building Wealth. This is over an hour and a half of on-demand footage that really does a deep dive into exactly how Shire and I were able to pay off 6 figures of debt and are now building wealth. So you're going to definitely get a lot of value out of that. This is our gift to you. Shire, any final words?
No. Well, thank you for hanging out with us, and we hope to catch you on the next episode.
Absolutely. So till next time, we out. Peace.
Bye.